With the invasion at the southern border continuing unabated, and with the federal government nowhere to be seen, Texas lawmakers and activists went to Georgia seeking assistance. It's Wednesday, February 15th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Dallas wants to be a sanctuary city for abortion access, and so more than a dozen lawmakers are asking the Attorney General of Texas to make sure state laws aren't being broken in the process. But first up, despite Texas Republicans rallying against placing Democrats in leadership positions in the state legislature, House Speaker Dade Phelan did it anyway. Over at Texas Scorecard, Sidney Henry profiles the Democrat placed in charge of the House Committee on Corrections. That would be State Representative Abel Herrero of Robstown. He's been in the Texas House since 2005. Herrero has an F rating with Texans for Fiscal Responsibility and scored a 30 out of 100 with Texas Right to Life. On the other hand, Herrero has high ratings with leftist organizations. So what kind of policies could Herrero push as the chair of the Corrections Committee? Well, Democrats want prisons to accommodate LGBTQ lifestyles, they want to end mandatory minimum sentencing, and they want to abolish the death penalty in Texas. Notably, Herrero was not one of the 68 Democrats who busted quorum in 2021 to avoid passing election integrity legislation. At the time, he said he fully supported their efforts, but he had to stay behind due to responsibilities in the district. Ending months of speculation, former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador Nikki Haley announced her campaign for president of the United States. But a recent poll finds only 4% of Republican primary voters in Texas support her candidacy. A poll from CWS Research finds the presidential field is led by former President Donald Trump, who's in a statistical tie with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. They poll at 36% and 35%, respectively. For what it's worth, Haley's 4% is good enough for her to be in fourth place in Texas, just behind former Vice President Mike Pence, who polls at 5%. After sending nude photos of herself to a 15-year-old student, a teacher in the Boyd Independent School District was arrested and charged with two felonies. 28-year-old Kelsey Michelle Ferguson is the latest in a string of female educators accused of having illegal sexual contact with students and using social media to initiate these criminal relationships. According to the Wise County Sheriff, his investigators found Ms. Ferguson sent several nude photos to the student. Under Texas law, it's a crime for any public or private school employee to engage in sexual contact with a student. It's also illegal for any adult to solicit a minor for sexual activity using the internet or other electronic messaging. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned last month, the Dallas City Council has been working to make their city a sanctuary city for abortion. Now, a coalition of Texas lawmakers are calling on the Attorney General to step in. Last month, the City of Dallas's Quality of Life, Arts, and Culture Committee voted to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade with a resolution affirming the city's support for abortion care. The Dallas City Council adopted that resolution earlier this month. Now, more than a dozen lawmakers want the Attorney General of Texas to investigate and ensure that state laws aren't being broken by the city. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
With the federal government not willing to help, local officials and activists from Texas are hoping the state of Georgia will provide resources to help combat the ongoing invasion along the border with Mexico. Their comments came during invited testimony before the Georgia Senate's Committee on Interstate Cooperation. Republican State Representative Brian Slayton asked Georgia lawmakers for help funding a border wall. Terrell County Judge Lynn Carruthers told the senators she needs help patrolling her county's 2,300 square miles of land. Terrell County has fewer than 1,000 residents, but it's regularly the scene of high-speed chases involving smugglers. Even though she keeps asking for reimbursements for the damage caused by the illegal aliens, Carruthers said she's getting very little help. Meanwhile, Chris Russo of Texans for Strong Borders told Georgia lawmakers how the cartels have operational control along the border and operate as a parallel government. You can check out this complete story as well as the others mentioned today and get the latest news and commentary in real time at TexasScorecard.com. The stories featured today were originally reported by Aaron Anderson, Brandon Walton, Sidney Henry, and Emily Wilkerson. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.